Well, they have the internet on computers now.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, we're here, and this is the fourth broadcast from the Havoc Free Net Radio Station. I'm Def Bass, of course, and in the studio today we have nobody. Oh, yeah, everybody that's just pointed this out to me, yeah, I know, the little scrolly thing that tells you what's going on in the show, it's still got Mr. Tickle in there. I don't know why. I tried to get rid of it, and it doesn't work. Yes. What quality. Anyway, guys, we're here. Greets to everybody that's listening in. We're here on our fourth broadcast, as I said. Lots of people listening in today. That's good. Shouts to absolutely everybody. If you're listening in and you're not in the Havoc Radio channel, get in there right now. That's hash Havoc Radio on any FNet server. Well, any FNet server will get you on FNet, really, won't it? Anyway, that's good. Cool. So we're here. Oh, yeah. While I'm thinking about it, our international dial-in centre, that's, what's our international number? It's probably +44 0044 845 077210, I think. Something like that. Anyway, if you're in the UK, all you have to do is just dial into 0845 077 210. You can leave your message there and we'll put you live on the air. That's the Havoc Free Dial-In Centre. It's free. Well, it's not actually free. It's a cost for local call. But anyway, there we go. So I'm here. I'm on my own this week. Mr. Tickle's gone back home. Drift and Randall aren't here. So I'm sitting here on my own. But I've got lots of news, lots of stuff to talk to you about. And we've got lots and lots of stuff coming up in this show. Just to tell you. We've got ADOC, as always, he's coming back with his scene news. Have to rely on that guy because, without a doubt, he has all the information. He was actually ill this week, so he's not got as much information as he usually does, but hey, he's there. Anyway, also Clary and Fury, they've sorted out their house and they've finished all the home hunting, and they're back with part three in their IRC, the net, BBSs, the scene, that whole series, and they're back this week talking about IRC, Telnet boards, AMI Elite, and how things have changed. Anyway, what else have we got? Yeah, we've got Mackey. He's back again, the madman Mackey. What's he talking about? He's talking about demo parties this week. He's talking about demo parties and just how his friends don't understand him. Just going to mute this music down in the background a little bit here. Anyway, we've got also, this week I interviewed Vention, Vention of Kefren's fame, and Polka Brothers. He's not actually live on the show, but we interviewed him thanks to the wonder of modern technology. We've of course got all the usual quality and technical stuff. You know what we're all about. Yeah, so let's just have a little recap. I think we've been doing this what now, nearly a month now. Was the first broadcast. I think we pretty much found our niche. We know what we're doing now. It's getting good. Originally, when we started this out, it was going to be very technical. We were going to do a lot of the old talking and a lot of the information and you know, really. In fact, I don't know what it was about, to be honest. But anyway, this has changed slightly, as you know. We're really scene based now. We just had to have a laugh. That's about all I've got to say, really. Found a niche, it's going good. We've had really good feedback from people. Everyone, really. People that have been sending in emails to me and to all the other broadcasters on this station. People seem to be really happy with it, so that's great news. While I'm on the subject, I'll just tell you this. Everybody that broadcasts on this station, you can all reach them at the Havoc email centre. I don't know. The Havoc email centre, yes. Everyone has got email addresses at the Havoc, so if you want to speak to, say, ADOC, for instance, then it would be adoc@thehavoc.co.uk or vention@thehavoc.co.uk. All these addresses are publicised on the website, so go on there, www.thehavoc.co.uk, and have a listen. Well, have a listen, it's a damn website, isn't it? Have a read, click on the icons, and send people mail, because we love to hear your comments. Right, let's have a look down the list here. So what have we got? Claire and Fury, as I said, they're going to be on the show today. They're going to be talking about the bulletin boards. They were talking about some software, actually. They mentioned AmiX. God, that brings me back some memories of tooltypes. AmiX was great, wasn't it? Just like full of tooltypes in icons that you never knew anything about. And you'd have to go around all these boards finding people that knew what these tooltypes were, and you just put them into random icons, and, you know, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't, but that was cool. So anyway, listen in for that. That's good news. Let's have some greets while we're about it. That's going to be greets to everybody in the channel. Greets to Candyman, Crusader, General, The Scream. Yes, Scream, there we go. And, of course, he couldn't be listening in today, but Dark Hawk, as we've made a bit of a sport out of this guy, got to have a greet to him. Of course, greets to everybody in UK Scene, in Pixel, Amiga Scene, Amy Elite, The Scene, and, in fact, anything with the word scene in it. Okay, what other news have we got? Well, the Havoc, yes, we are an official SIGGRAPH partner, that's right. The might of the Havoc has been brought to bear on SIGGRAPH. We're now going to be assisting with the webcast and all the kind of live information that's going to be broadcast straight from SIGGRAPH all the way back around the world so everybody can get in on it. If you don't know what SIGGRAPH is, you can go and check out the brand new website, which is at www.scene.org/SIGGRAPH. There's also a great article in the Gamer Sutra. Don't know how you pronounce that. Anyway, you can find that at www.gamersutra.com/features/20010216/shibe_01.htm. Now, I know you didn't get that, so I'll put that on the website in the archives as soon as we finish the broadcast later on tonight. That's another good point. If you're listening into this and you're interested in anything that we say, if we say a link or if we say any information, it will all be on the website, on the archive page. Anyway, just having a look here. Yes, our listener count is going up. This is good news, guys. Keep tuning in, getting all your mates to tune in. Yes, you heard Candyman, the Amiga Scene dude. Okay, let's have a look. What news have we got? I'm going to stick more to Amiga news at the moment because ADOC quite cleverly covers all the PC news, leaving me with nothing to say at this point. So, let's have a look. I've told you that Havoc is a SIGGRAPH partner, so you know we're going to have the news before anybody else. What else have we got here? Disc number 11. We've had a bug fix version of that release. That actually was released about 2 days after the last broadcast. But seeing as we do this live, we do it live and nobody else does. So, seeing as we do it live, we couldn't really broadcast it, could we? Unless we were doing that whole post-production thing, you know, like get in there, get after the broadcast, kind of go back in time a bit. Anyway, I'm going to finish with that. Anyway, there's a bug fixed version of disc number 11 released. Grab that in all the usual places. Yes. Now, we have to say this, don't we? Most definitely. It's that time again, isn't it? Dark Hawk. Dark Hawk's back again. Dark Hawk is actually going to be released. Did I just say Dark Hawk was going to be released? Let's try that again. Eurochart. Yes, Eurochart is actually... Shut up! Eurochart is actually going to be released tomorrow. A little bit of news from Dark Hawk for you. 127 votes in this issue. That's the most he's had in 4 years. We've also got some really, really exclusive news here. Got to keep this on the down low. Dark Hawk, here's a bit of news about Dark Hawk, everybody. Dark Hawk doesn't wear any underwear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's our exclusive news. Anyway, you heard it on the Havoc first. Dark Hawk doesn't wear any underwear, and that's come from the man himself. Anyway, let's have a look. What else have we got? Igo put Raw. Everybody knows what Raw is. If you don't know what Raw is, that's RAW, the classic Amiga disc mag. Raw is online, or it's back online, rather. I've actually pulled this straight off Hollywood's posting. Three of the four past episodes are available for online reading. Let's have a look at the URL. It's http://eternal.rrm.net/raw/raw(index.html). And there's another URL you won't have managed to get. Yeah, so that'll be on the website. No worries. Just having a... Candyman doesn't wear underwear either. And you know what, mate? This is archived to the website for posterity. So let's have a think about Candyman not wearing underwear anymore. Ooh. Okay, let's move in swiftly on. Candy, I should tell you this now. This is actually going to be archived to the website. So basically for the rest of time, people are going to know that you don't wear underwear. Let's see.
That's outrageous. Idiots shouldn't have money.
Most definitely. As you can tell, I've been pissing around with the sound samples and the sound database. So here we are on the Havoc new sound turbo database thingy. Okay, let's have a look. Oh yeah, anyone that's in the Hash Havoc Radio channel on IRCNet, I can see you there. That's ADOC and Psy SSN. I'm just going to pause for 1 second. Read the channel. There we go. Yeah, the official Hash Havoc Radio channel is on FNet, guys. Oh, and I just seem to have knocked something out. Only kidding. Yeah, the official Hash Havoc Radio channel is actually on FNet, so get on there. Just for a server, I'll give you irc.fnet. No, sorry, fnet.demon.co.uk or irc.ince.net.uk. You two can you can connect to either of those two servers and join Hash Havoc Radio. You'll be in there. We've got a good few people in there at the moment, 20-odd people, so get in there, get talking. And if I see what you're talking about, we're going to put you live on the air. Talking about being put live on the air, we were, me and Fury and Clary were playing around with Securifone, which is a nice little product, a bit like NetMeeting. Trying to see if there was some way that we could get like a kind of live interactive broadcast going on. Unfortunately, we can't because the lag sucks. Anyway, we're going to work on that. What we're also going to work on when we fix that is we're going to try and sort out some way that people can dial into me while I'm live on the air so we can have a chat. I've probably talked about this before, so I'm going to shut up about it now, but that would be very cool if we can do that. That's coming on soon. Yeah, so here we are, the Havoc Free Net Radio, and people are complaining about our web design. Yes, our web design. We're a radio station, people. We don't need web design. Well, I guess we do, because people go and check the website and then complain to me about it. But we'll try and sort that out. I think, as I said last show, ExoDesign has kindly agreed to redo our entire website. ExoDesign, the professional graphics designers. Let's plug them for a little bit. www.exo-design.com. Go check them out. They're really cool. Actually run by Banjo, who's an ex-Amiga scener. Yeah, great guy. Go check it out. Yeah, also, we've been... this one always makes me laugh. I always get these emails from people. You know who you are. Saying, we've got technical problems. We can't connect. Help, what's going on? It's because we only broadcast when we're live. Yes, that's right, guys. We only actually broadcast live. So when you try and connect on like a Wednesday in the middle of the night and it says stream not found, that's because we're not actually broadcasting. So before you bombard me with loads of emails and stuff saying that like your stream isn't working and all that kind of thing, that's probably something to do with the fact that we're not broadcasting. We only ever broadcast on Saturdays. Saying that's probably going to change now. But anyway, so yeah, please don't send me ridiculous technical support questions, guys. Thanks. Right, let's have a look. What else is going on? Yes, I installed Linux this week. I installed Linux. That was fun. That was real fun. You know, I had an Amiga for years, and then I got a PC, and I thought PCs and Windows were bad. Like, you put a CD in a PC, and you install Windows 95 or 2000 or whatever, and it generally works. It pretty much comes up with something resembling an operating system. Let me see if I can just get rid of this hum in the background here. 1 second, guys. Yeah, I've got a bit of a loose connector here. I'm going to see if I can fix that. Very annoying. Anyway, yeah, so when you actually install an operating system, like when you install Windows... It generally comes up and it installs something resembling an operating system. You can see what you've got, and it's all working. Then you get Linux, right, and you install this thing, and it works, and then you change monitors, right? This is all you do. You change monitors, and the damn thing falls over. It just does not work. What is going on with that? So there I am. I'm sitting there with a Linux box that worked on one monitor. Move monitors, it doesn't work. So I'm sitting there going absolutely mad. So back to Candyman again. Candyman, you're the man. He tried to help me sort all this out, and in the process completely helped me knacker my Linux box. But yeah, cheers for that, guys. Candy, I appreciate that, mate. Anyway, it's all sorted out now, but I couldn't believe it. You actually have to edit this text file. And include like the vertical scan rates and the horizontal scan rates, and what the hell is all that all about? I mean, come on, you install an operating system, you kind of expect it to work. So, my Linux box is so shite, I'd like some suggestions of what to do with a shite Linux box. At the moment, it's a doorstop, with the monitor just, like, taking up room. So, I don't know, we might give it away as a prize. You know, Linux box prize. Oh, which reminds me, we're talking about prizes. We've still got the broken CD drive that's sitting down there. That's still a prize. I think Axel was pretty interested in that prize. So we'll be giving that away. What we've also got for the next competition, we've also got some network cards. We've got some very old BNC-only network cards. Right, just looking in the channel here. Fox says, why is people having problems with Linux? I've had much more problems with Windows, believe me. Fox, mate, when you install Windows, it pops up something nice and graphical, and it kind of generally works fine. The fonts might look shite, and the resolution may be crap, but it generally works, and you can see what you're doing. You install Linux, and you change monitors. All you do is change monitors, and it just doesn't work. It just does not work at all. It sucks. Anyway, all right. Let's have a look here. Connection problems. He's having slow connection problems. Yeah, we've got a minimum 56k modem on here. If you don't have a 56k modem, you're not going to be able to connect, unfortunately. I can try and drop the bitrate if you guys want me to. I don't know, I'm just going to type that in the channel here, so hang on 1 second. I can drop the bit. Oop. Bit right. Would help if I can type. So if you're listening to this in the archives, you could have been right in here now, right on the ground floor, telling me what's going on. But there we go. So you're probably just sitting there listening to this going, what the fuck is going on there? Anyway, back to the news. Let's have a look. Talking about Linux, latest news is there is a Linux demo scene webpage being built. I didn't even know there was a Linux demo scene, to be perfectly honest with you. I have no idea. So anyway, if you've got any submissions to that, any assistance or anything, can you email jylam@hangover.fr? Let's see, what else we got? Serotonin from 100% Profits. I dropped that. Okay. Oh, hang on a second. Right, we're having some requests to drop the bitrate. So guys, there's going to be a small pause, I think, here. Let's just have a look. If I drop the bitrate, everyone's going to get kicked off, unfortunately, which is a bit annoying. I don't know. We'll have to pause on that one for 1 second. Anyway, I'll come back to that in a sec. Yes, Serotonin from 100% Profits. I downloaded that. 27 meg of that. That was absolutely unbelievable. 27 meg for 2 minutes of a demo. Very impressive if it was coded. Unfortunately, it was rendered, and it was great. It was really great. It looked fine. It looked more than fine, actually. It looked very damn good. Except it just wasn't coded. It was all rendered. And to be honest, I mean, fair props to you guys. You're good at rendering, but demos aren't just about the whole rendering thing. I wanted to see some code there. So that was a bit of a shame. If you can do that in code, I will be very impressed. But 27 meg for 2 minutes worth of MPEG stream, not really worth it, unfortunately, guys. Let's have a look. What else have we got? Randall of Suburban Base. I've actually got a note here. Yeah, I was looking for Randall of Suburban Base mods. It actually turns out that nobody has these mods except Clarion Ecstasy. I can't remember who gave it to me. I think it was possibly Ecstasy through Clary. Now, he was really good, wasn't he? Randall of Suburban Base did the Dance Diverse music discs. Those were cool. Very cool. And I can't find the mods anywhere. I found one mod on the Monotonic website, and then I was trying to find the rest of them. Clary handily managed to find some for me and sent them through to me, so that's great. So really, that note was of absolutely no use to anybody, so we'll ignore that. Let's have a look. Download speeder. Yes, now this was good. This was really good. I was sitting at work this week, and somebody said to me, I found this really cool utility that speeds up your downloads if you're on a modem. And I thought, hey, I've heard of this before. And they said, yeah, basically you install it on your system and you tell it what kind of modem you've got and you tell it roughly what kind of CPS you get. And that's it. And then you leave it running and you go off and you start downloading. Now, this guy was ranting and raving about this. He was saying, oh, it was the best thing he'd ever seen. He was getting like 10K a second on modem speed. On ISDN, he was getting 15K a sec, you know. I was thinking about this and suddenly something clicked. I thought, I've seen this before, haven't I? And what it was, I think, I don't know whether you guys remember, it must have been about 5-6 years ago, Download Speeder. That was actually released for the Amiga. What it does is it slows your system clock down. And, of course, your CPS rates or your K-bit rates or whatever they do it on now were all measured by your system clock, weren't they? If you had like 10K come down in 1 second, then you'd be getting 10K a second. So what this program used to do was actually slow your system clock down so a second would, theoretically, on the machine last longer. So you'd be able to get far more K down in a second. Each program would show a faster download rate. Now, I've seen this before, and this was going around the boards, and it got nuked a bunch of times, and I remember using it and then realising what was going on. And this guy, here we are, 10 years later or whatever, and he's saying to me, oh, I found this great program, and I knew what it was. So I'm saying to this guy, look, seriously, I guarantee you that is not speeding up your connection. And he was saying, yeah, it is. Look, I'm getting like 10K more a second. It's great. It's the best thing I've ever seen. And I said to him, all right, I'll bet you some money on this. I'll put you some money on this. I can guarantee you, you're not getting anything faster. So the first thing we did was set two machines on the same, like two modems, dialed up, connected, downloaded the same file, and both machines downloaded it at roughly the same time. And even though his was showing about double the CPS mine was showing, we still both got the file at exactly the same point. So he was having a think about this, and he was really confused about this. Anyway, so the next thing, he still didn't believe me. So the next thing we did was, I told him to leave it running overnight. And he came in the next day, and his system clock was like 3 hours behind everybody else's. And at that point, that was where I had a little bit of money. But it's funny, because these things just seem to happen on the Amiga about 5 years before they do on the PC. Anyway, that's about it for my stories for today. Let's have a quick scroll up and down. I've told you what's coming in the show. Let's have some more greets. The people that have connected in. Greets to Drift, Rawhead, Fox. Let's have a look. Who else have we had that's connected? Oh, we've got a whole bunch of people here connected. Greets to everybody, boys. Let's see. Ah, greets to E-Moon. Better bit rates. We've got a bit of a split going on down the middle here. Basically, what a bunch of people are saying, can you drop the bitrate? And a bunch of other people are saying, can you keep the bitrate high? So I really don't know what to do. We're going to put it to a channel vote, guys. Channel vote. Do we drop the bitrate or do we increase the bitrate? Well, no, actually, don't increase the bitrate because then nobody will be able to listen. Do we drop the bitrate or do we leave it as it is? Drift, mate, the bitrate's already 32K. there's music coming up as well. No, the bitrate is already 32K stereo. I can drop it to 24K mono or 16K mono. If I do that, it's going to reset the station. So we're going to have to take a channel vote, guys. Up to you. Message your opinions to Fury or Clary, please. They'll take your opinions and sort it out and pass it on to me. I noticed all the Europeans that are saying with the big bandwidth saying no, don't drop it, and everyone in the UK is going please drop it. Anyway, let's have a look. What have we got coming up next? You know, this is quite hard actually doing the show on your own. I had Mr. Tickle in last week, and then Drift and Randall in the week before that. Drift, Randall, we've got to have a talk about that. Have a talk about that. We're going to get you guys back in again soon. So have a think about that. We'll sort this out. Anyway, coming up next, we have got... Oh, yeah, actually, before I go any further, I just want to say, I found this very funny. Last night, we declared war on Iraq again. Yes, the Americans and the UK went in and bombed Iraq. What a useful sound sample. I've been using that so much recently. That's not to actually say I condone us bombing Iraq, but... I don't condone us bombing Iraq, but we've actually started bombing Iraq, so we're at war, and so we've got a rather war-related broadcast for you today. So that's thanks to President Bush, The Cleverest Man Alive. It's yes, what was that quote? He said, I believe the future will be coming soon or something like that. I've got a whole, actually, I'm going to go and get it. I've got a whole list of quality quotes that he said. I think that's pretty funny. He's a pretty crazy guy. So, Pan, you and me, mate, we're going down there to kick some Saddam ass. Yeah, so there we go. So we've got a bit of a war-related show for you today. So, what's coming up next? Oh, of course, we've got ADOC-C News. ADOC-C News. And we've got some modules for you. Oh, yeah, I don't know whether I mentioned this. Vention, there's the Vention interview coming out a bit later. Vention, the mad man from Oslo. He's been interviewed by me, thanks to the wonder of modern technology. And so we're going to have a bit of a Kefren's war-related broadcast here. I don't know. I just made this up just as I said it. So anyway, what you're going to listen to now, I'm going to pass you over to this module here. Killing Time by Oxyron, if you can all remember that. That was a demo back in TP9... came 10th at the Party 96, I think. Maybe? Don't know. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, so here we go. Killing Time by Oxyron. Then ADOC's here with his scene news. He was a little bit ill, guys, so forgive him. And then I'll be back in a minute with some more technical news for you. Some interesting developments have gone on in the recent couple of minutes, hours. I don't know. Yes, Kefren's Candyman. Kefren's. Desert Dream guys. They rule. Hey. Okay. Killing Time. Oh, Jesus Christ, that was loud. Yeah. Oh, I'm still talking and I don't even know what I'm going on about anymore. I'm going to have a look in the channel at the moment and we'll see. Candyman, if you want a mod, just DCC it to me and I'll pick it up off you right now. Fox, vote to Clary or Fury, they'll pass the results on to me. Any modules that you want played today, any requests, just DCC them to me in the channel right now. Okay, guys, I'll be back in a second. We'll be right back.
station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. Shoutcast.
Okay, hi people, I am back. It is Adok of Future speaking there. He is making, or I am making, the news program for this week. Well, what is new? I had a bad cold, and therefore I couldn't reply to emails this week, and you didn't see me on IRC nor on ICQ, blah, blah, blah. And Ted's PC has been struck by lightning. This is also another bad news. But, well, he lost a lot of data. Hopefully it will be possible to recover a lot of this. Anyway, what about good news? One of the good news is that 256 byte demos are going to be showcased in the web at a new page, www.256b.com. It's a name easy to remember. It's a site that has an archive, and it has a lot of screenshots and cool descriptions, etc. So you learn a lot about this category of minimalistic intros, which are especially widely spread in Hungary and Russia. Actually, I think in other countries they are hardly spread. But if you want to prove the opposite, then send me your intros. There's a new site, another new site. This is called Action Memorial. This is about an Amiga demo group called Action. www.action-memorial.de. And the maintainer of the site says, if you know anyone who was an Action member, please forward this address as we search for some old members. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm a bit bored because this is mostly announcement about homepages, but actually there isn't much else to report because they are on a new distmix at the moment, and the other stuff that gets released is mostly released at parties, and you know which parties are happening because of Orange Juice and Scene.org. But well, and news from Orange Juice, Inferno, that's an Hungarian graphician, has a new online portfolio page where you can find the most important information about him. This has a strange address, so you will need a pencil in order to write it down, I guess. That's www.memwei. Many, or something like that. You know, Y is Y. Or Y. Just in case you didn't know. Okay. What else is there to say? Actually, I can only repeat some news from Orange Juice, which I have recorded in my news file, because I was ill in the last days, and therefore I couldn't talk to people and get new news myself, but I will open my Netscape mail program and check if I have got something. I could mention news about Yuji. Yes, we are working on the 22nd issue, and now this had a break from my side of 1 week, but the other people have continued, of course. And there is a cool contribution, for example, an article about sound synthesis, and the author of it, he is called Ilix, said this is probably one of the best articles in the last few Huge issues, so be prepared for something very cool. This mail folder is really chaotic. Who is this Abdallah? Oh, this is Nobody from Elafgar. This is some spam. Okay, this is not scene-related. Is there anything scene-related in my mailbox? Wayne Mike. Ah, yeah. There's a new banner at www.depper.org. Okay. there's a question. What music I played in my recent Havoc slot? thing on demoscene as an art form. Yeah, this music, this was made for Yuji, but it is already available at other places too, at scene.org and at the private homepage of CLAN. And yes, one of them was CLAN. The other tune was by Memphiria, and the third tune, I have to look it up now. The third tune, this was... this was not the Night Beat tune. I think this was the Orbis Harmonia tune, if I remember correctly. So this Orbis Harmonia tune, this was by Bedrail of TDSC. Yes, it was this tune you are probably hearing in the background if my music volume is high enough. This was made by Bedrail of TDSC, and it was released at some party, and he sent it to me for Hugely in an updated version. It hasn't been used in Hugely yet. Maybe it will come in some or one of the next issues. It's a very good tune, I think, and therefore I decided to use it at least in the radio program of last week. Well, I see that I'm pretty close to the microphone. I hope that this won't disturb the quality of my recording. Anyway, I'm not going to repeat this recording. So you will see some spontaneous stuff, because, I mean, Death Space and Mr. Tickle do the stuff spontaneously too. They do even do it live. And so all the faults and mistakes are recorded as well. So why shouldn't my faults and mistakes be recorded too? Anyway, have fun with this radio program, and have fun with Huge 22. It already has more than 300 kilobytes of articles. Send me more articles. I love reading your articles. And bye.
Man, she must have blown some smoke up your butt. Did she use a giant fan or just some kind of hose?
Yes, we're back again. That was Adok of Huggy with the latest scene news. Anyway, we're here. We're back again. In the background, of course, you can hear Desert Strike. Pretty appropriate for the time now. We'll probably be hearing a lot of this, you know, with the Americans bombing their own tanks again, and people popping up in the desert and trying to kill Saddam and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, war gives me an appetite. Anyway, guys, so let's have a look. We're back with another little bit of news. By the way, if you're listening to the station and you hear anything that you want to comment on, please either call our dial-in centre, 0845-077-210, which I won't check till later. Some questions on the channel. Zergin would like to know what's a good program to record a segment with. Zergin, if you want to get on the station, in fact, if anyone wants to get on the station, please send me an email at deathbase@thehavoc.co.uk. I will send you a reply back straight away with all the instructions you're going to need. Links to all the software you're going to have to download, full instructions on what to do, so don't worry about it. We make it as easy as you can. As I say to everybody that asks this, it takes about 15 minutes to record a 5-minute broadcast, or 30 minutes to do a 15-minute broadcast, basically. By the time you record it and then encode it and send it to me, not a lot of time at all. So don't worry about that, guys. Please. If you want to get on here, send us your stuff. We'll take anything you like. If you don't believe we'll take anything you like, hang around and listen to Mackey's thing. Anyway, let's just have a look down the playlist here. Yeah, okay, here we go. Right, some news. Yes, since the last bit of news that I broadcast just there, we've had some information come back to us. Mecha, there's been an update of the Mecha demo site. That's ms.demo.org/2001. That's been updated nicely, apparently. So go check there for all the latest information and anything you may want to know. Disc number 11. Not like the 11 of 10 discs. Well, I guess it is, you know. Disc mag, number 11. Apparently the bug fix that I was talking about just previously doesn't actually work. The bug fix introduced bugs. Whoops. No. I need a Homer Simpson sample in there for that, don't I? Let's see if I can find a little Homer Simpson sample. You know, I've got a big directory full of stuff like this. Oh, let's see what this is.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Okay. Anyway. So apparently disk number 11, the bug fix isn't bug fixed. It's still got problems with it. Let's see if we can get a bit more information out there. Who told me that, actually? Right, Dark Hawk is still going on about Eurochart. Apparently, in the next Eurochart, which is going to be out tomorrow at about 9 o'clock at night, it has got... just scrolling up my scroll back... I can't find it. Anyway, in the new Eurochart, there's stuff all about this disc issue and all about the next Eurochart and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, grab that tomorrow. It's going to be on Hash Amiga Scene, or get it from Dark Hawk or irishq.d. I don't know. Dark Hawk, what the hell's your URL address? It's irishq.dk. That's where it is. Okay, cool. So you can download that. What other news have we got here? Let's have a look. Also come in, Dapper. Dapper's a lame-ass coder. In his own words, by the way. Yeah, Dapper's a lame-ass coder. This is the first station he's actually tuned into, so what can we say, but what better choice could you have? Keep listening in. And apparently, if we go down to a really, really low bitrate, it'll give some old-school feel. So, Fox, here we go. This one's just for you. This is a nice old-school kind of radio, and it sounds like I have my head in a box. Anyway, we're back to the normal quality that you can expect from us. Let's have a look-see. I had some modules sent. Let's just grab the module that was sent to me by Candyman again. Candy, you're trying to get on this show more and more, aren't you, mate? Why don't you just do us a little slot? Let's have a look, see if I can find it. This is Enigma. Let me just pump the volume up a little bit and play this in the background. Ah, there we go. You can hear that in the background there. We'll play that on. Yeah, if you guys are listening in and you've got some modules that you want me to play, straight away, just get on the RC channel and DCC send them to me, and I will put them on the station right away, okay? We also keep a little module bank here because we always need new mods, so even when you just see me around or just attach them to an email, send them on down to me, and I'll be happy to play them for you. Anyway, let's see, what other news have we got? Okay, let's move off a little bit from scene news and tell you a little bit about what's going on elsewhere in the world. Have a look. Right, Toshiba announced some new lithium polymer batteries, which gives double the life. They're called ALB, Advanced Lithium Batteries. That was clever, wasn't it? They're moulded to basically a thickness that's a fifth the size of current batteries, and they're only at 20% more cost. Apparently, they actually last about double the time as well. So this is good news for all the handheld devices and laptops, and especially my laptop, which really doesn't work. It just like falls over. Actually have to drop it on the desk to get it to work at the first time. Anyway, let's have a look, see what else there is. Microsoft may be purchasing Earthlink. The Earthlink, if you don't know, that's the world's second largest public ISP. And that's basically, it's only behind AOL Time Warner Corporation. This is interesting because Microsoft already has shares in the UK cable companies. So be interested to find out what's behind that. Had a request, Adok of Huggy, what's this music called? We're playing at the moment in the background. This is Enigma, sent to me by Candyman. If I can just check the file info. No, there's no actual information there, but this is from the Enigma demo, if you know it. Old Amiga demo. Nice module. Going to leave that running. Let's have a look. What else is in technical news? Yeah, now this one's interesting. Whose hard drive is it? There's a group out there. You probably might not have heard of this. I've only heard of this because I actually work in the industry. But there's a group out there called the 4C Entity. This is basically a content protection plan. What it is, you probably all heard of the SDMI, Secure Digital Music Interface thing, where you can't go and pirate music. It makes it really hard for people to pirate it, which is not good. I don't know. Anyway, basically, what this stuff does is it's content protection for recordable media. It's an encryption and key management system that prevents unauthorized copying of protected stuff. So what it can basically do is sit there on your systems, on your CD drives, on your zip drives, and worryingly on your hard drive. That can stop you, trading digital audio information, programs, whatever. Basically, it sits as part of your hard drive controller, right below all the low-level IDE and SCSI commands, and it will understand what secure headers are, and it won't let you actually copy them. This is a big nightmare, and I think everybody needs to not let this happen. If you see machines with this installed on it, or this being touted as a feature, don't take them, because this is going to knacker us completely. Basically, when you put this technology in, it can control what you do on your own machine, and that's not good. People are saying, the people that are trying to get this stuff installed are saying that it's not going to be to do with hard drives or limiting the function of computers. Take that with a pinch of salt. Personally, I don't believe it. They say that it's hilarious that that people think. Let's just read that. It is hilarious that people believe that this technology will limit the use of home computers and hardware. Yeah. We did consider fixed hard drives in the technical group, and some of our design decisions anticipated that. Well, that's just like double Dutch to me. They're saying, on one hand, we're not going to do it. On the other hand, they are. Not good, guys. I'm not happy about that. Don't know what you guys are about. So anyway, keep an eye out for 4C. That's what it's all going to be about. 4C and the T13 subcommittee. Let's have a look here. Yeah, going back to the old Iraq war, I can't even pronounce it now, I sound American. Going back to the old Iraq thing that we just done. Edinburgh University, a big university here in Scotland, actually, that's been targeted by computer thieves. And they've gone in there and they've nicked, basically, a million quid's worth of equipment. And bearing in mind, this is a university, so they're probably nicking, like, SunSpark workstations and all that kind of stuff. And it is, apparently, the police have said that they believe that these thefts are being controlled by a gang who steal them for order to clients and ship them out to the Middle East. So people like Saddam can put them into missiles and, missile controller programs and stuff, which is pretty crazy. So seeing as we're at war with Iraq and they've now gone and nicked all our university equipment, no wonder university fees are so high. Let's have a look. What else have we got? Napster. Oh, Napster's back in the news. Napster have been shut down, and then Napster have been opened up and shut down again, and then taken to court, and then taken down a court, and then pushed up a court, and then appealed, and then repealed, and appealed, and I don't know. There's a lot of appealing going on. Anyway, basically, Microsoft have announced Secure Audio Pathway (SAP). This is another one. Microsoft have embedded this functionality into Windows Millennium and Windows 2000. So basically, it will only allow Windows Media Player and other Microsoft applications to access files that have been signed by a trusted authority. If you don't understand what that is, have a look up on the internet something like called certificate authorities and trusted certificates. Basically, when you go on any protected site, SSL protected site, you get issued with a certificate. Now, if you bring this down to this level, what it basically means is Windows Media Player will refuse to play any copied stream. So you combine that with the 4C that I was just talking about a minute ago, you're basically completely locked down. They say, or people that have disassembled WMP and all the underlying infrastructure have said that this functionality is actually included right now. It's just not turned on. And basically, when Microsoft turn off, or when Microsoft crash everybody else, and they get rid of Winamp and they get rid of RealPlayer and whatever, which, to be honest, I don't know, it might be a long way off. But anyway, they're going to flip the switch with their old internet worm trick again, and Windows Media Player will only play files that have been signed by the authority, whoever that is. So, again, that's not good. Nutella, however you want to pronounce it. Nutella sucks. Yeah, that's pretty simple. What with all this Napster stuff? Everybody's been going to Nutella. Nutella's cool because Napster keeps a central IP database of everybody logged onto the Napster system. But Nutella is completely stateless. It's proper peer-to-peer. However, problems, as there always are. Nutella is not as scalable as the centralized Napster network. Basically, the more users there are, the less efficient it gets. What basically happens is when you, a lot of people believe that when you search Nutella, it doesn't produce any bottlenecks. It doesn't produce any bandwidth. Rubbish. It produces lots of bottlenecks. There's very bad code in the client software, and there's very bad code everywhere, to be honest. Even if the code was solid and it didn't waste bandwidth, the 56K modem users wouldn't be able to send multiple search and receive requests quick enough to keep up with the amount of people online. Because, of course, when you send out a search, it's going to hit absolutely everybody. 56K modems aren't going to be able to send out replies quick enough, so you're just going to get huge bottlenecks and it's going to knock people off. So that's not good. The other issue with Nutella is, of course, web-based search engines. If you go into AudioFind and other places like that, they all will include Nutella searches on their systems. Those actually take up bandwidth without providing any files, so that's not good. Not good at all, guys. So anyway, Nutella is apparently being redesigned and recoded, but it's probably not going to be quick enough, which is a shame. Anyway, okay, guys, let's have a look. That's about all the technical news I've got for you at the moment. Next up on the plate is going to be Clary and Fury with part three of their modems, internet, and the scene, talking about Amy Lee and BBSs. So you can have a listen to those guys. Then we'll be back with the Venture interview, telling you all about how it used to be, his experiences in Kefren's as a scene coder, and you know his views on the scene as they were, as it is now. You want to keep tuned into that. Then finally, Mackay will be back here with his views on the demo scene. Demo parties, and so have a listen to that. Then I'll be back right at the very end just to lead you out and tell you a few bits about what's coming up in the next broadcast. Okay, guys, we're going to actually leave you with another classic mod in the whole style of the We're At War thing. So, here you go, Cannon Fodder. Oh yeah, guys, if you've got any news, get in the channels now, tell it to me now, I'll broadcast it before the end of the show. Don't forget, guys, send me an email as well, defbase@thehavoc.co.uk.
Some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello and welcome to the Havoc Scene Radio Station. I'm Fury.
And I'm Clary.
And we will talk a bit about the channel Amialit on IRC, on Telnet boards, which are online right now, and so on.
Okay, can you tell us now the story about this channel?
Yeah, at first, everybody who had a bit to do with the scene was in Channel Amiga Scene on IRCnet. And one day, I think it was MFM who and some friends of his who decided that they wanted to separate a bit from the demo scene people. There were a lot of demo scene people in Amiga Scene, which are still there right now. And the Ware Scene people, they just wanted to separate a bit and talk about more about the Ware Scene, the modem scene and boards and so on. So they tried to, or they decided to create an own channel, which was called Channel Ami Elite on IRCnet at first. And some years later, it was moved on FNet, where it is still right now.
So you can find the channel, actually.
Yeah, right now, usually if you are more connected on at the demo scene, then you go to Channel Amiga Scene on IRCnet, and for the PBS and Ware Scene, you go to on Amiga, of course, you go to Channel Amiga Elite on FNet.
Okay, and how was it at the beginning? I mean, how was it in '95 to be in Amiga Elite? What was the difference with nowadays?
The main difference was probably that there was a lot less BBS ads, because it was just starting with BBS on Telnet, so you didn't really see any ads back then. There was maybe a bit more talk, a bit more. It was probably more active, because nowadays you see a lot of idlers and there's not that much talk.
Yeah, and you were having some games, you told me.
yeah, that was at a certain time. There was Dalamar from Sweden, Sysop. He prepared some scene quiz. It was really, really funny. And yeah, he just posed questions in the channel. And the one who answered first, he got some points. And it was really, really funny because it was scene related. I mean, he didn't just ask geography questions, but it was scene related. So it was really fun.
I bet so. And you were playing with you were playing with the people of your group. It was by team or just?
No. It was everybody on their own, but it was really fun. Okay. Maybe we should talk a bit about the boards that are online nowadays on Telnet, usually that are advertising on Channel Ami Elite. I think you did a little research about all the boards. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, I did these last 2 weeks. I did a little research about all the BBS left on Ami Elite, and I found 15 of them, but I couldn't contact them all because some are on some CISOP are never here. So I couldn't contact the Vinyl, Xavier BBS, Zinco and Northern Palace, Marauder with Crazy Demolition Squad. And now I was really lucky because I was just talking a bit in the channel and then I found on Digiman. So I was lucky I could have some words from Digiman.
Okay, maybe we should just start. I don't know how if you want to do this in a certain order or something.
Okay, just I wanted to ask you, who do you think is the oldest BBS without a change of CISOP?
Oh, that's a hard question. Before I would have said The Edge with Planet Master as CISOP. He was online like, I don't know, he started on a C128 in 1984 or something, I don't remember, but I think he's not online anymore. I haven't seen him for ages. So of the BBS still online, it's very hard to say. Maybe some German BBS, I don't know all of them.
Okay, so it's without a change of CISOP, it's Ecstasy and Celtic Frost with Celtic Frost BBS. He's connected for the moment with ESDN, and he's the oldest. He's from the 24 December 90, and
that's quite nice. It's 11 years online. That's not bad.
Yeah, he has a little sentence on his BBS that you can read. It's learn to make low for us. So I don't really understand it, but it's nice. Okay. And after that, you have many BBS with change of CISOP that are online that exist since the 90s, but that have changed, like Digiman BBS.
That must have had a lot of CISOP changes, no?
Yeah, he had. He got it from Piro in 96, but himself got it from Yaba in 93, and he got it from Humanoid in 92 or something. And it has, like, I think it's the one with the most change. I never saw that before. And his BBS is running on a Amiga 4000 060. It's called Acid Slam, and he got two USR, two Supra modems, two USDN cards, and two HCs that are not connected anymore.
Wow, not bad equipment. It's almost like me. I had a lot of modems too before, and now I think I only have connected one node on modem and two ISDN nodes, because usually nobody calls direct anymore.
Yeah, it's you have about that. The one who has most people is the fastest one, I think. You told me also.
You mean before? Like in the old time, it sure was like that, because if you had a lot of modems, then a lot of people could connect at the same time, and you were usually faster. But nowadays, it actually depends on what bandwidth your net connection has. As people are connecting via Telnet, they just have more throughput if you have a faster line. So if you are online with a modem, then probably the BBS is a bit less fast than if you are on a 10 megabit line. Did you find that out in your research?
Yeah, I found that minor threat with TNT is really fast. And
I think he has 10 megabit now.
Yeah, he has 10 megabyte. He has 15, over 100 meg online, and
meg.
Giga, sorry.
The numbers. Okay.
Yeah, it's about the fastest BBS still online.
Are there people with online with modems?
Yeah, there are a lot that are still online with modem. You can find Islander with Paradise Dream is online with modems. Also Axel, but Axel, it's you don't have much luck, because it's line cut every 2 hours, so there it's pretty difficult to upload. Axel BBS is called Electric Warrior. He's the youngest in Amiga scene, the youngest BBS. He is only 2 years old, but he took it from Roughstone. That is a really that was a really old BBS. He's located in Hungry Hill. He has Hungry Hill as a location, and he wants to thank all the people that have helped him to keep this BBS for having so nice with him.
That's fine. Mainly Nexus, maybe. He's doing a lot of work there nowadays, I think. Okay. What other BBS did you find?
There are also some BBS with ISDN, like Firelord. Its location is the end of the world. Toontown is also really old. It's from 91. And he was running under Tempest until 2000, and then he changed to Fame. The below Toontown is running on a 4060 with a 13 gig hard drive and 20 meg fast memory. He's really friendly. You can, if you need some help or if you want to connect, you can always find him, and he will help you for sure.
Nice. You talked about the different BBS systems, like Tempest or Fame and Ami Express. I'm running my BBS still on Ami Express. I like it, but it has some drawbacks, like the 4 gigabyte limit is a bit a pain. What did you find? Are there still a lot of Ami Express boards online, or what do people use usually?
People use different system. Iron Fist, like for example, is on Sigma Express, and I guess I haven't found any other on Sigma Express, so it's really special. His BBS is called Undertown, and it's one of the oldest in Sweden. He told me it's from 96. I don't know, and it's still in there. And he was really nice with me. He was really friendly. I had a little file of welcome when I entered the BBS, so I really have appreciated it. It was really nice.
How sweet. Okay. Do you have some more? I mean, you said there are 15 BBS online. I don't know if you have talked about all of them yet. Tell me more.
I also found some a bit less old PBS, like that boy is 7 years old. Not that boy, but the PBS. And it's called Terror Temple, also on a 4,024 gig. And he has some nice ASCII at the end. Sometimes it's some ladies, but it can happen that you fall on some really nice ASCII at the end, and I've really liked it.
Okay, I don't really know what to say about it. Naked ladies at the end sure sounds nice.
I haven't said naked.
Okay.
Also, you can find an Exxon. Oh, Exxon is also really old. Pretty old. It's from 95. No, I mean, oh, I'm sorry. The VVS is from 95. It's called Los Endos. And he has a little sentence. He says, "Some legend never die." He took it from Gandhi in 94. And it's a 90 gigs baby, so it's pretty much system for an Amiga. I guess an Amiga. I don't know really if he's running an Amiga.
Yeah, it's an Amiga, of course. We are mainly talking about Amiga boards. I mean, they all run on Amiga, I think, here. Yeah, I'm not even sure if there are still boards online with that run not on Amiga, like Linux Daydream. I don't know if there is. There was a famous board called Dragonlance in Sweden. Dalamar was set up. It was closed some years ago. That was running on Linux Daydream.
Yes, there is still one. Zaner with the Yard is also on Linux Daydream since 96. He's on Linux Daydream. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should lose some. Oh, you have some. You have one more.
I have one more. The special, the Gunda. BBS is called the Specialist. He has it still 93. He's located in cyberspace.
Oh, you paid special attention about the locations, I guess. What locations did you find? Some funny ones?
Yeah, your location is pretty funny because your BBS is located in your sick mind. So
yeah. Well, it's just an imagination.
I have paid attention to those little things because that make them a bit all special. Otherwise, you at the first sight, you just think that that's all the same, just the name is different.
They also have the same files online. Like on Amiga, there is not that much coming out, so probably there is just all boards have the same files.
Yeah, there is even less than one file per day, so of course it's not difficult to trade it.
Okay. Maybe we should lose some words about the whole Telnet BBS scene in general. I mean, before the whole Telnet stuff came up. There were a lot of traders who could call for free, and so that was some kind of natural selection. Only quite special people could call for free, and so they could really join the scene, unless it was local, of course. But and nowadays it's much more open. Everybody can join IRC and go to Channel Amulet and Telnet to the boards. So there isn't, this selection is not there anymore, and it's a bit a pity because that's what was all the scene was all about. It was for special people who had really the knowledge and wanted to be in that scene. And nowadays it's a bit too easy sometimes to join that, so it's not special anymore. That's what I miss a bit from the past.
Yeah, okay, I know what you mean, but still there is still a selection because some BBS don't let enter if you have no knowledge at all from the scene. Digiman, that's the way Digiman selects his people or his users on the BBS. He don't let enter if you know nothing about the scene, if you know nothing about nothing, then he don't let you enter. Gunda also, that's the way also Gunda select. He is different. He select only people he knows. If he don't know you or if he didn't have any a nice chat with you, then he will not let you enter. So it's a kind of different selection, but it's a
I see what you mean. I'm doing quite the same. I just don't advertise at all. So if you don't know that I'm having a BBS, then you will never enter. But you're right. It's some kind of selection, and I guess for the Germans in general, it's a bit special because there were a lot of busts in the past, so they have to be a bit careful, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't want I talk about their BBS because I guess it's because they were scared about bust and so on. They are still scared, and some people don't let German enter in BBS so easy because they are still scared about bust.
Yeah, but I guess about Amiga there is not much bust anymore. Nobody actually cares about that anymore. But of course, on other systems, you still see bust. Okay, is there anything else you want to broadcast to the world?
No, nothing special, nothing else, I think. I think we said about everything nowadays, no?
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, so I hope you will enjoy the rest of the show with Def Bass, and see you another time.
See you another time, and I want to thank everybody that has helped me to realize this broadcast. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I just thought I'd jump in right here just before we go any further. Next slot's coming up. It's going to be me and Vention. I'm interviewing Vention, as a couple of people have already asked what this is all about. And, you're going to laugh when you hear this. Actually, I'm going to play the real interview, and then maybe another week I'm going to play the outtakes of this interview. Vention knows exactly what I mean. Anyway, Drift, no, Macca's Rant is coming up shortly, actually. Macca's Rant is coming up after Vention, okay? So keep tuning in for that. Also, guys, everybody that's listening, I've been given a whole load of news. Yeah, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, I've got about 15 items of news now. I'm not going to broadcast it now. You guys are just going to have to hang on for that. But it's news about parties, news about competitions, news about disc mags, everything. So you're going to want to stay tuned in for the end of this show. What we've got is we've got Vention and myself coming up next. Then we've got a little bit more music, and then Macca is going to be here talking all about demo parties and his views on that. Then I'll be back at the end winding all this up and giving you the last bit of news. Okay, guys, I'll 15 bits of news. You know, this is what happens, guys. I get on the radio. It takes me ages. It takes between me and ADOC and everybody else that does sessions on the station. It probably takes us nearly 2 weeks to get all this news together. And then in the hour that I'm actually doing this show for with all the other guys, we get all this news. Amazing. Vention, you listen, you stay, and we want to laugh at this, mate. Okay, yeah. The reason I jumped in, I just want to say apologies for the quality of this. This actually sounds like me and Vention were sitting in a bath doing this, which is not to say anything about how we did it. It's just the quality is pretty bad. We are, as Vention says on the channel, this is how we combat NetMeeting lag. It is lagged so bad. There was about a 1 second lag between us, so I would say something, and then we'd have to wait for his answer. So I've judiciously edited most of this. Anyway, listen into it, guys. I'm just going to pass you over now. Get into the old school feel. Let's have a listen to this.
Hello, this is Raven. You're listening to The Havoc Freenet Radio.
Radio Free Internet, sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The first question being, are you gay?
Let me think.
Yes. Okay.
No.
That's a reassuring answer.
No.
That's a reassuring answer. Anyway, we're here for the Havoc Free Scene Radio Station, Death Base, of course, and I'm here interviewing Benchen, and he's going to give us his views and opinions on a whole bunch of things that I'm going to ask him. Right, well, your first question, mate. How old are you, and what's your current job?
I'm 26. I'm a games programmer for a Norwegian games company.
Cool, that's good.
Company.
Don't worry about it, mate. Your English is probably better than mine. Anyway, okay, so how many years have you been on the scene?
Oh, it's a long time.
Long time.
Yeah, since 89 or 90.
89, blimey. So, you know what I'm going to ask you? Which groups?
Oh, just the late year ones, right?
Yeah, just the ones you can remember.
All right. Last one was Poker Brothers.
Poker Brothers.
And the one before that was Catherine.
Yeah.
Then there was a German group called Autumn. And before that, there was a Danish group called Project.
Project. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, there's some big names in there, definitely.
They go even further back, but really small groups.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's basically what we're looking for. So, I mean, now many, many years on, so are you mainly on the PC or are you still with the Amiga?
Well, I've got all of them. So, I'm pretty much on all.
You're basing on everything. Right.
But mainly PC.
Mainly PC these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any reason that you switch from the Amiga to the PC or are you just kind of transition?
It depends on work, really.
Yeah.
So in work moved from the 68,000 to PC.
So you move with it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And the thing is, the demos, they don't really run on my Amigas anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've noticed. I got a bunch of standard A1200s, and then Mr. Tickle was down here a couple of weeks ago, and he showed me all these demos that were running on his 060 and Cyberstorm and everything. It was like, oh, no way, they never run on mine. Yeah.
Exactly. They probably didn't run that fast, did they?
No. that's the other thing. He showed me some cool things like Doom in a window on Workbench. That's mad.
Yeah, that's actually pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway. Okay, so you've been on the scene a long time. Who do you respect? Who are your main influences on the scene?
Oh, plenty. when I started out, I was sort of the Catherine's wannabes and Detchin back in the real old days.
Yeah.
So I was at an old copy party, so standing next to Mr. Megamind and Promax and those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And then later it was the Spy, Electronic, so more contemporary demo makers.
Yeah, so those are the kind of guys that you were looking at for for where you wanted to be.
Yeah, well, the truth is actually that all the way back when I started, one of the guys I joined the group with was best friends with the Spy.
Right.
And that was in 90 or something.
Right.
But if not even before.
Yeah.
So he was pretty good back then as well.
So that was kind of how you got onto the scene then? Like onto the, you know.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, in that group list that we said there, you mentioned Kefren's, and you know I've got to talk about them. Kefren's probably one of the most respected groups. I mean, definitely for me, I thought Kefren's, you know, you guys were the bomb there. I mean, what was it like being in such a respected group?
Not that special, actually. No, it was fun. It was more fun having parties with Kefren's, really.
Yeah.
Just having meetings with Lachesi and RWO and those guys.
Yeah. I mean,
it was fun.
Has to be said that, I mean, you guys were, you know, you guys were one of the best at what you did. It's, Desert Dream, definitely the best demo I've ever seen. Has to be. I mean, forget all the effects, but You know, forget all these latest 3D effects that you see. Desert Dream, nothing can beat it for, you know, for, like, storyline and style and the effects and everything. You know, I have to say, pretty impressed by you guys.
I guess Maxity will be very proud of hearing that.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I was surprised that you guys were still around. I mean, I just come back, like I say, I was off for the last 2 years, then came back about 4 months ago. I mean, I was really surprised to see you around, so you've really snuck by it. So, there you go.
The thing is, it just got stuck. there's still loads of people I meet and talk to, so I stay at the Amiga scene and just talk to people.
Yeah, so it's a friendship then.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's good news. So you see a lot of that in the Amiga scene still. But, yeah. Anyway.
It happens.
Yeah, it's very true. Your last release, what was your last release? And when was it?
My last release? That was actually a 4K intro.
Right.
I did with Slammer from Retnex at the Gathering in 96 or 97.
96, 97. Well, actually, you've been inactive for a little while.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again.
Yeah. True scene, you've been inactive.
I've done stuff, but not... haven't released it.
All right, so just unreleased stuff for, you know, private releases.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. The favourite releases that you've worked with, you know, over the years, you've been the same long time. What are your favourite releases that you've worked on?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
Exactly. No, it has to be actually some of the intros we made. So we've just made many of them.
Yeah. So nothing in particular, just generally a lot of the stuff that you released.
I know people would love to say, Desert Dream was really awesome.
Yeah.
But I was not really working on that.
I think you should just say, like, I was completely responsible for Desert Dream, so all praise to me.
I made the hidden part.
Yeah, but it was hidden, mate. We didn't see it.
Certainly.
Anyway.
You know, I actually went all the way to Norway.
You went all the way to Norway?
Give them this hidden thing, yeah.
Really? Oh, that's dedication.
I sent it on a disc, but they didn't get it in time, so I had to actually go on a train and meet up with them.
Oh, that's a bit mad. You wouldn't see that in the scene these days. That's dedication for you.
Probably not.
I mean, when was Desert Dream released? That was 92?
Yeah, it must have been.
It was about 92, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, 92 or 93. I think it was the year before I got a job.
Yeah.
And that was 93 then.
Right. That's fair enough. Okay, between Desert Dream and Guardian Dragon, which one do you like best? The two demos, when people say Catherine's, those are the two demos that people think of straight away. Which do you like the best?
Probably the second Guardian Dragon.
Yeah, Guardian Dragon 2.
It was sort of the last effect-based demo we made.
Yeah.
So it was only effects, not really all these effects hanging together.
Yeah. That's...
That was probably it.
Yeah. Okay, we've talked
about... And it was damn hard to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive, mate. It's impressive. Don't let me take that away. Okay, we talked about your releases and releases you've worked in. Your favourite release from other people, other groups. What's your favourite release?
Many.
Just one.
I best like Art, actually.
Art from Sanity.
From Sanity.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was good.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was... I remember Art from Sanity. That was... when was that? 94?
Now you're testing these skills again. Yeah, it was 94.
Yeah, it was a while ago, anyway. Anyway, so, you've been on the scene a long time, as I've said many times now. Do you think it's changed since when you joined and to how it is now? And if you do, I mean, how's it changed?
I actually don't know. I only know the scene through the people I meet and talk to on IRC.
Right.
So it's difficult to say.
So in your eyes, you don't think it's changed all that much?
Well, I don't really see that many demos coming out without there being a party.
That's very true, actually.
So it has changed in a certain way there.
Yeah, there used to be a lot more just demos and intros released for the sake of releasing them, but now everything's party-based, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before, you could get packs going every week.
Yeah, it's very
but
true.
Now you have to wait to the parties 3 times a year, 4 times a year.
Yeah. I mean, talking about parties, what's your favourite party?
It's not the party. No, lately it's only been Symposium.
Yeah, Mecca. Yeah. Generally, Peoples of Minions recently seem to be that Meccas are a pretty good the party to go to. As I famously said.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
smack in the middle of Europe. From my point of view.
Yeah. I mean, it's handy for everyone that lives near, but for people like me that live miles away, it's an absolute nightmare to get to. But anyway,
I live in Oslo.
Well, it's nice and convenient, isn't it?
It's only about 1,100 kilometres.
Yeah. No, it's Mr. Tickle's actually trying to get me to go to the next Mecca, so hopefully, if things go right, I shall definitely be there.
You should come.
Yeah, I'd like to, definitely. It's, but, you know, it's, we'll see. If I can get there, I will definitely be there. Anyway, current releases. What's your opinion on the quality of the current releases of stuff that you've seen coming out these days?
Well, from the amount of colours, it's pretty very nice. But it's only running about 2 or 3 frames a second.
So
it's not really impressive.
Right. So, I mean, overall, do you think the standard's gone down, or people are relying on older effects, or you've just not seen anything that really takes your fancy?
No, the standard's probably gone up. But you have to keep your machine in track with the demos.
Yeah.
And in the old days, it was the other way around.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's...
So it's impressive that they do all kinds of things that I couldn't even have imagined.
Mm.
But still, it's not working on my machine.
Which I guess is the important thing.
Exactly.
It's funny that you spoke about that. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this recently. Scandal on CFX Web. We've spoken about this on the station quite a few times, and various other people have been talking about it a lot. Scandal was all in favour of limiting the demo platforms. So basically, going back to the days where you had your base Amiga, and all demos were coded for that base Amiga, you were limited to 40k intros, you know, and everything was set in such a way that rather than you've got unlimited sizes for your demos, you can produce these huge 3D movie demos, basically, is what he called them. You're limited down to really hitting the hardware and, you know, squeezing every last ounce of power out of your processor rather than relying on third-party effects. I mean, what's your opinion on restricting the platforms of today? The processors and the architecture of machines today is so much more powerful than they used to be. Do you think we should restrict, say, party machines to say competitions can only run on this machine or on that machine rather than saying, look, here's the most powerful machine we can buy?
Well, it would be better if there's a common platform. The thing is, people are still making demos with machines that are too old. And then they have to compete on a platform that they actually haven't got access to themselves.
Yeah, that's another good point.
So, back in the old days, you would scream if your demo had to run on an Amiga 2000. But now you're lost if you get whatever you get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, you're in favour of restricting the platform a bit to force the coders to use their abilities rather than hardware and driver upgrades, really.
But it would make for a better competition.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll probably agree with you. I think the general opinion, actually, is that there's a valid point to it. Of course, the other thing about demos going on these faster, more powerful machines, there's been another argument that are demos becoming art? What with Sig Graph coming up in America that Fionn and other people are trying to get demos shown at. The question is now being, are demos equivalent to art? Will they be viewed in the same way that modern art is now, say in a couple of years or even just a year down the road? Do you think demos will be seen as art?
Well, basically it's just videos. So I don't really see any art in it, but it can probably be seen as an art form.
Right.
If you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's interpretation, isn't it? Pretty much anything can be seen as an art form these days, but, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, so.
It's in the arms of a holder.
that's very true, actually, isn't it? Where do you think the scene is going to go from here? I mean, we're at this point now where the scene started up. Well, I wouldn't even want to put a number on it. 15 years ago, maybe now, but probably a bit more. From there to now, we've seen all these changes. We've seen more impressive demos, more impressive releases. We've seen increased architecture, better specs of machines. Just the way parties have changed. They've become less demo parties, more game parties. I mean, where do you think the scene's going to go from here?
I really don't know. Hopefully they can get into this art business. That way they'll survive for a while.
Become a famous artist and earn lots of money.
Well, it's just going this way that people are not interested in demos. People are more interested in making games, playing games, being in competitions about games. So it's more game-oriented than demo-oriented.
Yeah. Do you think that's...
So it's a change.
Yeah. Do you think that's to do with a lot of newer people coming onto the scene? Because the scene's moved almost solely onto the net now. Any BBS you can't find has to be Telnet to survive. I mean, do you think this change has come down? Has it come down to the fact that the scene has moved onto the net and it's so accessible by the general public, if you like?
Maybe. I don't know. I can say that. From my point of view, I never had access to the net or BBSs. So it sort of created the fact you had to go and find your friends. So you couldn't just go in and meet people the same way you do now.
That's true.
So it's much more knowing people and that new people, and that way you can get in contact with really cool guys. Now everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, that's...
Or you can get to know anyone.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to learn from people who've done things already.
That's
and if you can find them and talk to them, then that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, that's good. So you're pretty much in favour of the scene being more open and letting new people come into it far easier.
Well, I think it's the only way it can survive.
That's good. Anyway, we're coming to the end of this interview now. Have you got anything to add to any of the questions we've been speaking about?
Not really, it's been fun though.
It's been good having you on here, mate. Have you got any greets? Any shouts out to anyone?
They aren't alive any longer, are they?
You do, they're just not here.
Maybe Paradox, they're still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And those Red Sector.
Yes, a lot of the old groups are gone, but yeah, so that's good.
No, I'll say hi to everyone listening.
Well, there you go. Thanks very much for agreeing to this interview, mate. You were listening to Benchen. Those were his views on the on the scene as it was, as it is, and his personal opinions. Thanks for coming on the show, mate.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, mate. I'll hopefully speak to you soon.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Have you ever tried to explain to your friends what the demo scene really is? Well, I've tried, and I can't help but smile to their reactions. Most of them aren't interested enough to understand what I'm talking about, and mostly just responds, okay, cool. And some of them just asks, why? And, well, that's a good question. Why do we do this? Mostly to have fun, I guess, but also to gain experience and knowledge in coding and music making and graphic, whatever graphicians do. And when you look at it, it's kind of silly, really. And that's why I decided to compare a demo party to a normal booth get-together that people have. On a normal party, or whatever you like to call it, there's, of course, people, and a party place, and booze. And that's kind of all you need. Maybe some kind of musical equipment like a stereo to play, or some songs on which you can sing along to when you're drunk enough. On a demo party, there's kind of the same things. There's the booze, there's the people, it's the party place, and also a lot of music, which is played all over the place. And here's one thing that differs from a normal party and a demo party. On a normal party, there's mostly just one song playing at a time on the stereo, but on a demo party, there's 100 songs playing at a time at a ridiculous volume, on really humongous amps, and everybody gets kind of annoyed from it. But we do it anyway. Everybody does it, though everybody hates it. And we love it, though we hate it. And that's one thing that is really silly. Well, moving on. On normal parties, we do have some competitions. We have the sack race, where you jump around in a sack. I wasn't referring to a bed now. I was referring to a sack, which you can, like, store the flour in or whatever. The sack race that includes a bed normally doesn't happen during the party, mostly after the party when, well, oh, forget it. Anyway, what I'm going, what I'm getting to is, on demo parties, we have very silly competitions. We have competitions in music and also in demos, which really can be described as non-interactive multimedia demonstrations, which take months to make and a lot of effort to get good. And, well, compare this to the sack race, which takes about 5 minutes to set up, and the demo compo, which takes 6 months to finish. There you have it. Another silly thing about demo parties. Another silly thing about demo parties is the ridiculous amount of time that some spend without sleep. On a normal party, you usually fall asleep or fall down drunk and can't get up, and thus sleep where you fall. On demo parties, on the other hand, you boost yourself with nicotine, caffeine, drugs, whatever it takes to stay up the whole 3 or 4 days that the demo party lasts. Very silly indeed. So why are we being this silly? I really don't know. Well, I do know that it's a lot of fun to be silly, and that's why I'm silly all the time. But otherwise, I can't think of any reason to do it. We are silly people. Demo sceners are silly. You are the silliest scum on earth. Get that? Right. Now I have to think of another topic to talk about. Go away now and do something silly. Bye.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Yeah. Yes, we're back again. Okay, in the background here, you're listening to Groove Virtual Dreams and the Rock Hopper module. Anyway, that was Mackie there, giving you his views as his views on the demo parties. And comments in the channel already, top rant as usual. Mackie in his own style, he manages to insult all the listeners just before he leaves, so they all disconnect. Thanks, man. Anyways, yes, okay, so we're nearing the very end of the show here now. There's also a massive hum on the microphone, so let's see if we can sort that out. There we go, that's a bit better. Okay, cool. As I said, there was a whole bunch of news that we need to go through, so let's have a look at the news. Of course, as Adoc's already said, Huggy 22 is on its way soon with loads and loads of texts already submitted. I've submitted my text. I know a couple of other people have submitted theirs. Everybody else, you know, get writing, get open your editor or your favourite editor or even your least favourite editor, it really don't matter. Produce some text and send it to ADOC. If you can't get hold of ADOC, send it to me and I'll send it on to ADOC. Or maybe I'll just steal your text for the Havoc Free Scene Radio. No, only joking. I'll send it on to ADOC. We're like the scene exchange here, you know. Let's see. Clarion Fury came up with the classic comment in there. Clarion Fury, Amy Elite back in the day used to be a bit more active. That one's got to get the understatement of the year award, most definitely. But hey, you got to give them some credit. You know, they are like 40 or 50 years old, and when you get to that age, the brain cells start going or whatever. Okay, got to mention Iron Fist. Hi, Iron Fist. Even though you're gone, but there you go. Just thought I'd mention Iron Fist. Dark Hawk, again, he just seems to get everywhere in these broadcasts. I don't know what it is about that. Drissoff, see you later, mate. Dark Hawk, yeah, Dark Hawk's having a birthday party right now, so happy birthday to Dark Hawk for last week, wasn't it? Yeah, happy birthday to Dark Hawk. What else we got? Pain, the Pain Disc Mag, that's going to be released at the end of this month. I've had that on good authority from Fred of Paradox, so keep your eyes open for that. Also from TMK, got a couple of rumours from TMK. First rumour is the Trax Party. There is a rumour that the Trax Party will be about shortly. It's in the process of being organised, so keep your eyes out for that one. Also, and this is one big juicy rumour, he didn't eat breakfast today. That's right, TMK didn't eat breakfast today. You heard it here first on the Havoc Free Net Radio. You know, I'm just going to keep plugging the station like that. Since we've been talking about this, actually, since I was just on a couple of sets ago, the channel has been going absolutely mad with discussions of various bits and pieces. If you're listening to the archives, or if you're listening to this from live now, but you're not in the Hash Havoc Radio channel, get on FNet and get in Hash Havoc Radio, because that's where the discussions are going on. You don't want to be left out. These guys are all here. I'll run down the channel quickly. Let's see. The plus thing is we don't have a million bots. You see, this is one really good reason to come to Hash Havoc Radio. We don't have bots, we don't kick ban people, and pretty much everybody gets ops. Unless you're lame. Hi, Rawhead. Alright, so let's have a look down the channel. So, of course, let's have some more greets. Greets to Adoc of Huggy, Bohem, Candyman, Clary, Crusader, Deadside, Fury, I can't pronounce that. Yes. Vention, Ecstasy, Pyro is a bot. Oh, no, we don't have bots. Kick it, quick. Fox and Pyro and... Clary's just gone and opted to a bunch of people, so now she's messed up my order of reading down the channel. Greets to everyone. Anyway, greets to Candyman and the whole lot of you. Cool. Let's have a look. Yeah, so as I was saying, get in the channel when you're listening. We've been having discussions about the scene and about sceners and everything. It seems to have been generally decided that the average age of a new scener coming onto the scene is 15 years old. Now, that's pretty young, to be honest. Even when I started, there were a lot of people coming on the scene that were a lot older than that. But there you go. Anyway, what other news have we got? Well, some more good news. Scene parties, 12th to the 13th of May. We've got the Wood Party, okay, and that's TME is sorting all that out. The Wood Party in France, and you can find all the information that you want about that at http://TME.ch.cx/woodparty. That's WWODPARTY. Again, the URL will be on the archives page. Rawhead, no, I'm not a bot, mate. Greets to Ad BBS. What? Greaser, all right, fair enough. As I remember the days of our BBS, you'd join the channel and just get some sarcastic remark. Anyway, a bit of news just in from ADOC. www.huggy.de, that's been updated, the Huggy website. You should all know what that is. There's a link to it on the Havoc website. If there isn't, there will be shortly. I'm also going to try and speak slow because I know some foreign people can't understand my accent very well. You can mention, let's see, huggy.de, that's been updated. All the Huggy News issues have been converted from text to HTML. So everyone that's been reading the Huggy News issues and have got just like horrible ASCII text in their web browser, it's all nice HTML now, so you can go and browse that and enjoy that. And of course, back again, ADOC always wants your submissions. That's Huggy, that's the Wood Party. Let's have a look. Rawhead, from Rawhead, he says, there is a tracking competition going on at the moment on eos.zanet.net. If you get on IRC, hash programming, there's a tracking combo going on right now. I'm not quite sure when that finishes, but I guess if you're in the Hash Havoc radio channel, you could ask him yourself. That's why you need to be in the channel, guys. I've got to stress this enough. Anyway, let's have a look. What else we got? From TMK, we've got Tracks Party Room. I've already said all this. That's most of the news. Anyway, also, seniors. Seniors seem to be taking loans to go to parties. I think this should be a new thing. You get student loans. I think you should get senior loans. When you first join the scene, you can go to the bank and apply for a loan, and they'll give you a couple of grand, and you get to spend it on going to parties and buying good hardware and bribing people to win compos and stuff like that. And then when you've been a senior for about 5 years, then you have to pay it all back. You know, but that's a good idea, isn't it? Let's try that anyway. Candyman, is there an official demo channel for the PC scene? I guess that would be Hash the Scene. But I don't think there'd be... I don't know. The Hash the Scene on IRCnet is dead, basically. Hash Pixel, yeah, there we go. ADOC's just replied. Hash Coders and Hash Pixel. They're not really the same as Hash Amiga Scene, though. There's always activity in Hash Amiga Scene. I've got to say, Hash Coders, Hash Pixel. Hash Pixel, not so much. You get a lot of... you get a lot of action on there, but there's not really a great deal of chat going on the PC scene, or maybe I just idle too much and people ignore me. there we go. Anyway, yeah, through the show we've had a lot of activity and chat about demo parties in the channel. We've been I've been reading through this as I try and do through the shows. I mean, a lot of people have said, and I think I've really got this from all the people I've spoken to trying to get this station sorted out. A lot of people have said that they really want demo parties without any gamers and without any this and without any that. And you've all heard the story, and we've heard this story of Back to the Roots and all this and all the demo parties that claim to be Back to the Roots and no gamers and all that. And they're just not really, are they? Well, I'm not making any promises, but we may have to see if we can get a hand in somewhere that have a free scene radio and try and sort something out. We never know. We'll see what happens. Okay, I can't make any promises yet. We've got a lot of projects on the go at once, but we'll see what happens. Okay. Having a look down here. Oh, yeah, everybody seems to like Clary and Fury's accent, so here's for everybody that... this one's for everybody that wants to listen to it one more time.
Hi, this is Fury.
And Clary from Drifters.
And you're listening to the Havoc Scene radio station.
Isn't that one cool accent? Okay, cool. Okay, so let's just wind this up now. A couple of things that we've done on the show today. The interview that we did with Vention. Very new, this. I want some feedback on this. No one in the scene has done like a real audio interview on anyone before. So I guess, I don't know, I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear your feedback. Tell me what you think. Were the questions good? Was the idea good? All that kind of stuff. Send me an email, deathbase@thehavoc.co.uk. And, of course, you can contact Vention@thehavoc.co.uk, all on the website. But if people are happy with it and if people like it, you know, send me an email and we'll do some more. I'll get some more people on here. Hey, let's see. Task for the next show. Well, the stream, the quality of the stream has been really good, apparently. People have had far fewer dropouts. I remember the first show that we did was... Fox had just posted back to the channel, more interviews but with better quality. Cheers, mate. Thanks for the input there. That's the kind of thing we want. Rawhead's also posted, can we send 30-second demo-related commercials for us to play? Yes, most definitely. Maybe I haven't said this before, but if you've got a website or if you've got a demo group or you've got a production, like, I don't know, let's just take Huggy Disc Mag for an example, because ADOC's in the channel. If you wanted to send me an advert for Huggy Dismag, record a 15, 20, 30 second, that's about the mark, advert with music in the background if you like. Record it as a WAV file, send it to me and I'll play it on the radio. If you need some help about recording it, send me an email, tell me you want to do it. And like I said earlier in the show, this goes for people that want to do a broadcast as well. Send me an email telling me what you want to do. I will send you a text file back with everything. So I'm just reading the channel again. Daff has come up with the classic Cena website, which everyone should bookmark straight away. What the hell was I just saying? Yeah, if you want to contact me, tell me what you want to do. I will get back to you with a text file. The guys that have already gotten the station will tell you that there's a text file here with all the instructions, all the information, links to all the files you need to download. And you'll be able to do it in no time at all. So, yeah, please, I really want your adverts. I want adverts for the Havoc radio station, your own adverts, whatever. I'm pretty happy with this. Of course, remember, Havoc is the only scene radio station that does it live. There's other stations out there, not to name them, but they play music all day and it's recorded. We do this live, guys. We're the only stations that support us. Task for next show. Fix the stream information, yes. The stream information is completely screwed for some reason. It still says Mr. Tickle, so he's here in mind but not in body, if you like. I'll try and fix that. Or maybe I'll just post-production him in. Get him to sit there and record like an hour and a half's worth of random comments and just slot them in. Anyway, here we go. Right, Candyman, I like that. New slogan for the station, the Havoc Free Scene Radio, when farting is an art. That's good, I like that. Okay, we're going to record that. We want more adverts, more slogans. I'll fix the stream information hopefully for next week, although that's probably not very likely seeing as I'm a lazy bastard. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, of course. The overall quality of the stream seems to have been good. Feedback seems to have been really good. Guys seem to have been really happy with it. We need your feedback. We need your ideas for other slots. Yeah, we don't just want, don't just want your slots. We don't just want, like, the show was great. It's good to hear that. We really do. But we want your ideas as well. Send me an email saying, we think you should do this. We think you should do that. Also, remember, we've got some guys that always come on the show. We've got Clary Fury, and we've got ADOC, and Mac is pretty much on the show every week. So if you catch any of those guys, and you've got any suggestions for their... you guys, you just really need to look at this channel. Fury, scratch our balls and we'll follow you anyway. If you guys have got any comments or ideas, this is what we're looking for, ideas for the show, things that you'd like to hear us do, more interviews, more music, different types of music. Maybe you'd like to hear us broadcast 24 hours a day. We wouldn't obviously be able to go live 24 hours a day, but just modules, kind of do the whole Nectarine thing. I wouldn't be so happy with that, but that's just an example. Some kind of thing. Looking at the channel now, Fox says, streamers work perfect for him, rebuffered once since the start, which is great news. Seems that our hardware change and our link change has done good, so I'm pleased with our streaming host for that. That's good news for us. Aside from that, I think we're pretty much going to wrap it up. I'm going to give you a few seconds, anyone, if they want to type into the channel. If there's anything to go on, I'm going to scroll up and down my list here. Check my email again, if you pause for 1 second. You see, one day I know I'm going to check my email and just read my password out across the radio. Okay, we've got some... we've got a couple of emails come in here. That's great news. We've had a couple of emails from people saying that they want to get involved with us. That's really good news. Fox has said, just an idea, shorter broadcast but more often. That's an interesting idea. I'll have to have a think about that, definitely. So we've got an idea. Lower quality streams, higher quality streams, more streams, shorter broadcasts, but more often. These are all things that we're going to have to think about, see where we're going to go with that. But, of course, put your comments in an email to me, especially if you're listening to the archive. Don't think that you have to be in live, although it does help to be in live. Send us an email, deathface@thehavoc.co.uk. Just to run through it one last time, you can catch Clary and Fury at Clary... and Fury at thehavoc.co.uk, me at deathmace@thehavoc.co.uk, Mackay at Mackay@thehavoc.co.uk, Vention and ADOC, both Vention and ADOC at thehavoc.co.uk. So send us an email, we like to hear it. Finally, Dapper wants me to leave my job, it's the only way to serve the scene. Okay, I'll put serious consideration to that, mate. Candyman wants a live webcam. Yeah, we're going to try and sort that out. We did have a live webcam 2 shows ago. It screwed up in the middle of the show. I didn't have enough time to do it, but yeah, that's definitely something we're going to have as well. Maybe even Havoc TV, like I said before. See what we can do about that. Okay, guys, Clary's just posted to the channel. Write to me, and she'll answer it. Write to Clary, and she'll answer it. Clary at thehavoc.co.uk. Time to wrap this one up, basically. I'm going to leave you right here now with Ecstasy, which was the second module from Impossible Possibility. And that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Clary, Fury, Adoc, Mackay, and everybody, Invention, of course, everybody else that has that's tuned into the channel, got involved, given me their ideas, their suggestions. Greets to absolutely everybody. Greets to Emoon, greets to Mr. Tickle, Candyman, checking all the channels. Oh, I've had loads of people. Why is it that always people come in at the end and say, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Where do I tune in? Time to wind it up, guys. Thanks very much for your support. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Catch you soon. This is Deathface signing off for the Havoc Free and Seam Radio. We'll be back soon. Oh, you all found the hidden part of the broadcast. every scene production's got to have a hidden part, including this radio station. Just for listening in, guys. Going to play you one last module, disconnect the station, so you're going to get kicked off soon. I'll be around in the channel for a little bit. See you soon, guys. Oh, yeah, and everybody, do me a slot. See you later. Been so much fun.
This is Vention, and you're listening to the Havoc Free... I fucking forgot.